Thank you very much. This veritable fortune that I've been amassing for so long.
Don't use sarcasm now.
Oh. I'd love a little bit more of your experience on how I can deliberately be leaning more towards allowing it.
Now, anyone who listens back, and especially those who are sitting here in the room, you might feel yourself wanting to say, especially by the end of the day, Abraham is really nitpicking here. But we want you to feel, if you can, the feeling place from which that question comes. In other words, this veritable fortune, and we sensed a sort of mocking tone. Where's my stuff? If law of attraction is as you say, and I've been amassing this fortune, then where is it and how can I get to it? And we want you to just feel for a moment, what is the dominant vibration within that sentiment that you offered? Was he offering the vibration from the lack of the money or from the having of the money? And we know, you say, well, of course he is, because it isn't there yet, so how can he offer a vibration about a state of being that he has not yet achieved? And we say, you just got to figure out how to do it, because until you do, you can't have the state of being that you want to achieve. You have to find the vibrational essence of it. And we think it's logical that in the beginning, there would be some questioning. Where is it? What am I doing wrong? What should I do differently? What should I do differently is really what you're saying. But we want you to feel the entrapment that your own words and attitude about things have. And so the work is, you have to find a way of distracting yourself from the absence of the money while you activate within yourself a feeling of the money. So things like feeling appreciation for the prosperity that you are living, feeling appreciation for the possibility of more coming. In fact, we'd like to say that even when you get into an attitude of hope, you're much closer in vibration to allowing it than when you are in the vibration of doubt. So we teased you about a little bit of sarcasm about this veritable fortune, but we want you to realize that when you feel sarcastic, when you feel pessimistic, it's a far cry from feeling optimistic and hopeful. So the answer to your question, how do I let my fortune come to me and me come to my fortune? It's by pretending that it's already done, by taking pieces of the fortune and mentally expending it, by imagining how much fun it will be to have it, to enjoy the feeling of relief even before you have the actual reason to feel the relief, by caring so much about the way you feel that you guide your thoughts apart from the reality. And so sarcasm, we're really kidding you a tiny little bit about that, is further from letting it in than optimism or positive expectation. So feel the difference between saying, my money is really slow in coming. I'm starting to believe that it's in vibrational escrow for me, but I can't figure out how to let it in. Feel that sentiment, and then feel the difference between that and saying, it's going to be nice when I figure this out. It's going to be nice when I figure this out. Let's the resistance go. I haven't figured it out. I've been working at this a long time and I haven't figured it out is totally upstream and resistant in nature. I'm looking forward to figuring this out. Releases resistance. It'll be nice when I figure this out. I have glimpses of this in my experience every day. I get it on a lot of different subjects. I'm doing pretty good on much of this. I do like knowing that there is a fortune that's been amassed for me. I do like knowing that my life experience has caused me to put some things in vibrational escrow. I do like realizing that the source within me has preceded me in its expectation of my receiving of that. I do like knowing that my negative emotion itself is my indicator that I've departed from how source sees me. I do like knowing that negative emotion is my indicator that source sees me as prosperous and in the moment of my negative emotion, I'm not. I do like the idea that source source can guide me to more positive feelings. And I do like knowing that the negative feelings are my indicator that I'm not going in the direction that source is thinking. I do like knowing that. I'm pretty good at this. I am aware of the way I feel. I can tell the difference. I have noticed the correlation between what I've been thinking and feeling and what's manifesting. I do know that the reality shifts to match my chronic feeling. And I do understand that thinking something in the beginning that is different from what I've been thinking takes a little bit more focus. But I do know that when I focus a little longer, it gets easier and easier. And I do know that the longer I say something, then the easier it is to say it. And the more I say it, the easier it is for me to expect it. And I do know that expectation brings a different feeling. I do know the difference in the feeling of hope and the feeling of doubt. I do know the difference in the feeling of excitement and the feeling of discouragement. I can do this. I know I can do this. Just conversations like that make all the difference in the world. That is the work. We know it feels slow going, but that's the work. You didn't come to your chronic. And by chronic, we don't mean negative necessarily. By chronic, we mean what I usually think about this subject. You didn't come to that all at once. You came to it gradually, and you're not going to shift from it all at once. You're going to shift from it gradually. And if you want to shift from it all at once, you're not going to do it, and then you'll get discouraged. But if you expect to shift from it gradually and you do it, then you feel encouraged. So just one statement at a time, telling the story the way you like it. The way you want it to be. So this is the way we would tell your story. I have recently heard that there is a veritable fortune waiting for me in vibrational escrow, and I like how that sounds. And the idea of my life experience and what I'm living being the reason that it's there is really thrilling to me. And I like the idea that I can be or do or have whatever I want. And so I'm beginning to tell my story the way I want it to be. I don't think that money is the path to happiness, but I don't think it's the root of all evil either. I think it is a route to freedom. I think that within more money, there are more choices, and in more choices, there is more fun. And I like the idea of making decisions about what I want to do based off how it feels to do it, rather than on whether I can afford to do it or not. I like the opportunities that more money open for me. And so I don't think I'm just excited about the veritable fortune that's waiting for me. I think I'm excited about what that means to me and my family, what that means to those around me, what that means to the way I begin to view life, what that means to the way I experience life. It's exciting to me to think about those kinds of changes. And I love my life in so many ways, but I can see how this money that's on its way to me will enhance my life in this way and this way and this way. An extra $100 today would mean these changes. An extra $1,000 today would mean these changes. If I were allowing in an extra $100,000 this year, I would do this with it. If I allowed in an extra $500,000 every year, ooh, that would mean I would live over there. And that means I would drive that. And that means I would work, that means I wouldn't work there. In other words, just play with it in your mind, in vision. We've offered a lot of games, and the most productive game that we've ever seen. And we've watched a lot of people apply these processes. And this is a powerful, powerful game. Put $100 in your pocket with the intention of mentally spending it every day over and over and over and over and over again. Just contemplate how many things, if you wanted to, you could exchange for that $100. It is amazing what that simple game does in shifting the way you feel about money. It frees you up because your habit is to say, oh, I want that, but I shouldn't. Where this $100 says, I could if I wanted to, I could if I wanted to, I can do that. So instead of saying, I can't afford that over and over and over again, you're saying, I could if I wanted to, 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 I could if I wanted to. Someone said, well, Abraham, you haven't been physical lately because $100 doesn't buy much. And we said, if you spend it 1,000 times today, you've spent the equivalent of $100,000 today. And that goes a long way in shifting your vibration. And then people often say, but it's not real. And we say, it will be. It will be. You've got to feel it first, and once the vibration is stable within you, the realization of it has to come. Law of attraction must bring you the path, the method, the co-creators, and the results that you are conjuring vibrationally. When you conjure prosperity in your vibration, prosperity must come in real life experience, and it will come in so many ways. It will come as you turn every corner. Everywhere you look, another huge evidence of prosperity will show itself to you. Once you get it just a little more active than what you've already got active, it's not the big deal you all make it out to be. You know why it feels like a big deal? Because you've been looking at what is, offering a vibration of what is, getting more of what is for so long, you say, I've done all this effort and I've offered all this work and I've worked all these years, and in all of that, I've only come to where I am now. And so what will that scanty little effort provide me when I've offered all this effort and I've only got this far? And we say, you've been offering action effort, and now we're encouraging you to offer vibrational effort. And vibrational effort is bringing you into usage of the power and energy that creates worlds. Vibrational change makes big manifestational change when you are consistent in it. But when you say, I want it, but, I want it, but, I want it, but, I want it, but, you don't make any headway. When you say, I want it because, I want it because, I want it because, I want it because, you make headway. When you say, I believe I can do it, I think I can do it, I doubt I can do it, I'm not really doing it. I believe I can do it, I would like to do it, but I doubt I can do it, I'm not really doing it. But I'd like to do it, I really like to do it, but I can't do it because I haven't been doing it. But I'd like to do it, I really want to do it, but I'm not doing it. Hardly anybody does it. But I'd like to do it, but I want to do it, but it's hard to do it and I'm not making any headway, and I want to do it but I don't know what to do, then nothing changes. It's the same old mundane, chronic, vibrational habit of the way I feel. You have to use your willpower to focus your thoughts into a different